All right, let's get to our guest. We appreciate him hanging in there through that phone call. We say good morning to a guy who has to keep his finger on the pulse of everything going on around these parts, Craig Lindell, the editor of WaitForNextYear.com. He joins us this morning. Craig, good morning to you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Ah, my pleasure. Well, let's start, because it's fresh in my mind, with the Cavaliers last night and the Cavs in general. Your general thoughts after last year's disaster, are you more optimistic because of Kyrie Irving, or are you more, or you want to see more, or where are you through 14 games, let's say, with the Cavs?
Well, I certainly think that it's going to be an interesting road to see how they continue to get better, but I think there's nobody, I haven't met anybody who's disappointed with what they've gotten from Kyrie Irving so far, especially when all anybody could talk about last year was, oh, the Cavs won the lottery in the weakest draft. You know, everyone called it the weakest draft that they've seen in years and years and years. So the early returns on Kyrie Irving are certainly good enough to maybe make you forget about some of those worries.
I wonder at this point, and right now the season ended, you know, they would be, believe it or not, in the postseason. When I took a look at the standings again this morning, I am hopeful that they're back in the lottery, because we'll see whether you agree. They need a three. They need a small forward, a viable one. And they need definitely a viable two-guard, shooting guard. And until they resolve those two very important positions, particularly offensively, the way the NBA game is played, would you agree with me that they need at least one or more lottery picks, along with Kyrie and to some extent Tristan Thompson, to really become a major or more of a major player in the Eastern Conference?
So do I take it that by that you mean they can't pull in a top-line free agent?
Well, yeah, to some extent I'm saying that, and I think Chris Grant wants to build this.
I
understand where you're coming from. I think, you know, you want to win games, but at the same time, I don't think you want to get that eighth slot. I think you need to be back in the lottery in what many people, Craig, feel is going to be one very deep NBA lottery this year.
Well, and that's the thing. You can't tank on purpose.
No, I'm not saying they will.
Right, no, and it stunts the development of your team. So you do everything you can to win games. You hope you land in a decent enough spot to make yourself better. But then I always think back to what Chris Grant said going into this draft, was that, you know, it doesn't matter where you pick. There are always good players available at every pick. It's whether or not you figure it out and you make the right one. The Cavs don't have a margin for error in the draft where they can get it wrong. So Chris Grant's going to have to earn his money because he's not going to be able to spend Dan Gilbert's in free agency.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I was looking at different websites over the last couple of days, when you look at the top 10 players right now, and granted, this is going to change, it ebbs and flows, and there's still March Madness where people can make a name for themselves, and I get all of that. But right now, to give you an idea, Jarrett Sullinger is number 6. Harrison Barnes of North Carolina is number 3. Cody Zeller of Indiana is number 10, the freshman who has helped turn around the Hoosiers program. There's a lot of talent. So I'm not saying they have to be in the top couple, but it'd be nice to reel in, you know, a really good player. Let's put it this way, Craig. If they could find in this upcoming NBA draft, in the lottery, someone like Kyrie Irving at a different position, whether they're picking 5, 3, 6, 7, 8, whatever the number might be, I'd take that in a New York second.
Yeah, you definitely would think that that would put them on their way, because they do need what they got with Tristan Thompson, and I think the early returns on him are pretty good. I think people have been pleasantly surprised with his, you know, activity level and athleticism, the way he attacks the hoop, but they don't get, you know, tons and tons of scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you know, you're earmarking the 3 spot is wise. The Cavs definitely need to pull in somebody under the age of 40, not named Anthony Parker, who can do some scoring.
Yeah, it would be very, very helpful, because the way the game is played, the 3 and the 2, conservatively, you need about 35 points a game from those positions. You'd like 40-ish, but 35 would do it. We're visiting with Craig Lindell, the editor of WaitForNextYear.com. Craig, let me change gears, quickly talk about the Tribe. It's been a busy last couple of days with Fastos fiasco and then the trade yesterday. Your general thoughts of where they are, believe it or not, pitchers and catchers report in literally a month on February 20th in Goodyear, Arizona.
Well, and first of all, I got corrected because apparently in the Latin culture, you're not supposed to refer to him as Heredia. You're supposed to refer to him as the middle name, which is Roberto Hernandez. So
okay.
The back of his jersey apparently will read Hernandez.
Okay, but, no problem.
I got corrected on Facebook.
No, and that's good because I was unaware also. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, it's unbelievable because one of the biggest question marks that the Indians had coming back this side of Grady Sizemore was Fausto Carmona. And now he went from being a question mark because we didn't know if he could have consistency throwing the ball to we don't know if he's going to be able to get himself into the country.
Yeah.
And it's just, you almost have no words to describe what's happened over the last couple of days because, you know, this isn't something, you know, here in this country, when you're born, your birth certificate is produced. Everybody knows how old you are. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just, it's very odd.
It really is. It's been a problem over the years. They seem to be cracking down on it. The Marlins are having a problem with one of their relief pitchers.
Right, Leo Nunez.
The Indians have been burned a little bit in the past with the big tub of goo, better known as Bartolo Colon, years ago.
Didn't Manny Ramirez's age change as well?
I don't remember Manny's, but I do know they had a trouble with another minor leaguer in regards to age. And in the case of, we'll call him Fausto Carmona for my convenience at this point, from the jump from 28 to 31 is also a major factor. Craig, we really appreciate it, particularly on a Saturday morning. I know you got a lot on your docket. We really appreciate you joining us. Look forward to chatting with you when we have a little bit more time down the road. I thank you a bunch, and we look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, sir.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Craig Lindell, the editor of WaitForNextYear.com, joining us. Your phone calls are coming up next at 216-578-0092, 216-578-0092. We'll get you updated also on what the Buckeyes are doing with Alan True of Scout.com. Urban Meyer is kicking tail. 92.3 The Fan.